Daddy, why do people die? Answers with Ken Ham, author of the children's book, A is for Adam. Well, Ken, what did you tell your five children when someone you all knew had passed away?
Well, if you believe and understand Genesis as literal history, the answer about death and suffering in our world is actually easy to understand, even for children. Originally, after God had created everything during the first 6 days of history, the whole of creation was perfect. There wasn't any death, pain, suffering of animals or humans. There was no such thing anywhere. Now, God didn't create the first man and woman to be just like puppets on a string that he could manipulate. He wanted them to love him because they wanted to. And that's why he told them that there was only one tree they couldn't eat from. But the saddest day in the history of the universe, as I've told my children, was when Adam took its forbidden fruit. He rebelled against God, and this is the origin of sin. But a sinful human can't live with God, who has no sin. That's why he had to sentence Adam and all his descendants to die. But God sent his son so he could die for sin. Because Christ died on the cross, all who trust in him for forgiveness of their sins can spend eternity with God. You see, the answers about death are in Genesis.
A stumbling block for many non-Christians is the difficult question, if there is a God, why is there so much death and suffering in the world? Find the answers when you read Ken Ham's free booklet on death and suffering. It's available on our website, answersradio.com.